Hi, Kate. I got my 10 o'clock and 9 o'clock calls confused, and I was like, "Why is It's like, "Oh, it's 10 o'clock now."
Uh-oh.
So here we are.
Here we are. So does your camera work today?
Oh, let's see here.
We want to see your smiling face.
Yeah, it.
And there it
Oh, there we go.
Oh, you and me and our bangs. I wash
Had my
my
hair cut.
hair and I'm still having bang issues.
I had my hair cut yesterday, and she never does it the way I like it. So it's always like I need to wash it for it to behave.
Yeah, it seems a shame to go to somebody and you pay them for all this, you know, what they're doing, and then you still have to go home and wash it and fix it the way you like it.
Yeah, well. Where is my red pen? Excuse me, I want my red pen today for Christmas things. Now, where is your no? Here's your notebook. Okay, it doesn't have to have a red pen. That's for the 10 o'clock. How are you guys doing?
We are good. I'm a little tired. It was 3:16 when I turned the light out this morning.
Gosh,
Yeah,
Kate.
I know. And I'm like, this was not a good plan. Obviously,
Really
there
wasn't
wasn't.
the
Yeah, obviously there was no planning involved. Oh, my Land and Dragon is so close. I fixed feet and hands yesterday and we're so close. So close. And Jesse gave me permission to say that Landon really is a little boy that belongs to us. You know, she has been so, well, when he was born, she was like, don't tell anybody. You know, just she was, I texted my friends that he was born. And one of my friends that she's also friends with
Gosh.
posted something. Jesse lost it. But Jesse had put on her Facebook page that they were going to have him over the weekend. And then my friend congratulated her about having him over the weekend, and I got blamed.
Whoa.
Yeah. So when in the book at the end, when I'm saying, you know, who magic is and who we are, and I said that all I said about Landon was that he really does call me Jim. And she goes, why did you, is that all you said about him? Well, I said, it's okay to say something about him. She goes, yeah. And then she was kind of offended that I didn't say anything about Landon. And I was like, oh my God, I can't win for losing, you know? But it's okay. She got over it. She didn't hold it against me. So I have to rewrite that a little bit. But gosh, you know? And then I got into a, I went into a tizzy about it's his name. Is he okay with that? And is she okay with that? Because it's out in the world then. When the book goes out, it's out in the world.
That this is your grandchild.
Yeah. And they're fine. She's fine with it. Landon's excited about it, you know, and I'm like, okay. It's like completely different world from when he was born. But she was with Courtney then, and Courtney didn't want me having any part of their lives, and you know, and it was, I'm sure that Courtney was a big part of that. But Courtney's not in their life anymore. Courtney hasn't even seen Landon for over a year. So anyway. Yeah,
It's
you know.
not Courtney's, but there's Courtney's no biological in there. She was
No.
just a partner at the time.
Yeah, well, they were married and she's actually on the birth certificate, which I wish she hadn't done that, but you know, they were married. But anyway, yeah, she's it's Landon is Jesse's. Just from Jesse's egg, and then a donation that they got, they bought somewhere. You know, because you know, we're old enough that that wasn't possible. You know, and to me, it's still, it's like, it's so Wow. I remember in, the early days of talk about babies in test tubes. Remember
Test
that?
babies, test tube babies,
Yeah.
yeah.
And it was so far outside of the norm that it was weird. And now it's
It was science
blessed.
fiction.
Yeah. And now it's blessings and normal. And and actually, when she got they did the they had some they had I don't remember how many embryos they had, but they had like four or five boys and four or five girls. It wasn't the same number, but they knew what sex it was. And they took the best one and they implanted that, and she lost it on Christmas Eve. Yeah, Christmas Eve. And then they had to wait for a bit, and then when they did the second one, they implanted two, a boy and a girl, I believe. I think that's
I
what it
think
was.
that's pretty common to implant several because the expectation is they won't all make it.
Yeah.
But
And
sometimes you get multiple births.
yeah. And one of them didn't make it, and she thought she lost them both.
Oh.
But she had a doctor's appointment. She may have even been at the doctor's appointment when she lost the one of them. But then the other one, with Landon, was still there. Oh gosh, I'm going to cry. They wouldn't let me come to the birth. She had him she induced. I can't remember why. She didn't have natural. I don't remember why. It could have been, maybe it's something to do with her health. I don't recall. It had to been, I guess. But there was a problem. They induced her in like the morning, early morning, and he wasn't born until late that night, and there was a problem. And they, oh, that's right. She was going to have a natural birth, but they induced her. And then at the last minute, they had to do a C-section, and they wouldn't. She didn't want me to. Well, Courtney was telling me Jesse didn't want me to come. So,
Yeah, right.
yeah, and I'm guessing that was true because she didn't tell me otherwise. But that whole thing was it was just weird. Well, and then I was dealing with Fred too, so it was weird. It was just
Yeah.
he was awful. I was driving. We were driving to the hospital. I was driving, and I don't remember what he said, but I said, "I will pull over and turn around and take you back home." And he, whatever it was he was doing, he stopped it. Jeez. Oh, births are supposed to be fun and happy and exciting when they're both okay. Anyway,
It's fraught with emotion.
yeah. What was so amazing was we get to the hospital and we go in, and Fred is a completely different person than the one that rode over there with me. The monster that was in the truck with me was horrible. And we get into the hospital, and he is like the epitome of this happy person who is so excited for them to have this beautiful baby. And I'm just kind of standing there going, what happened? He did what I told him to do, but then I'm thinking, what am I going to deal with on the way home? And then I thought, I'm driving, I could leave him. Anyway.
Yeah, the narcissist getting all the attention for being the good grandpa.
Yeah, I have this been looking at closer at how we get into survival mode of and that loop of thinking and feeling and thinking and feeling. And an example of that is being in a very frightening situation with a man, and the man saying to you, nobody's going to believe you. You're going to lose everything if you don't do what I want you to do. And because you're at that heightened emotion of fear, that creates a neural pathway of belief that takes over. And then it's like you've got a gun to your head
Every
24,
minute.
24/7. And you're making, in hindsight, crazy decisions that make no sense. That make no sense to anybody.
They make no logical sense, but they make perfect sense for the state you're in.
Exactly. And you're doing the best you can. And
Yeah, and they say, why didn't she leave earlier? Duh.
because she couldn't.
Yeah.
Because she couldn't. Why didn't she tell somebody? Because she couldn't. This person takes complete control of the brain because you're at this heightened, elevated emotion. I don't even call it elevated, but this heightened, impassioned fear energy. And then they say things like that that create that neural pathway of belief that you something has to change drastically to get over that, to get to elevate out of that. And that's what we need to be teaching. That's what people have to understand, because then when they find themselves in a situation and the trajectory changes, then they may have maybe they have an inkling of what to do next to stop this. Maybe. It depends on how much control the person has over, I don't even know where you would teach that.
Yeah, I had a situation in high school. It was my first boyfriend, and he was, I want to say, a sociopath. Anyway, he was certainly a manipulator, and he was like, he just went into complete control. Like, I will follow you everywhere. And if you smile at someone, I will know. You will not do that unless I am with you. And he was violent.
Oh my
And
God.
I think the angels intervened because he got violent in a public situation and threw a teacher against a plate glass window. And that was it. I mean, I was out of it. But my folks had no idea what was going on, and they were just absolutely appalled. But yeah, it's like, and I knew that wasn't wrong, wasn't right, and I couldn't believe that he was actually following me everywhere I went. That just wasn't practical. I mean, there are some guys that are crazy enough to do that, but this is a high school senior. He wasn't doing that, but he sure tried to make me believe it.
Well, and that's all he needed was for you to believe it.
Yeah.
He didn't have to do it, because if he could make you believe it, then you'd do everything he wanted you to do, and he was in control and had power. Yeah, that I wish that. If there was a life manual, if there was just a life manual that said, when these things happen, this is what you do to make that stop. But you have to read the manual and understand what it says in order to be able to take those steps.
Yeah. And you can't understand it just reading it cold, probably.
Well, then there's that.
Yeah.
If it doesn't pertain directly to your situation. Well, and I guess that's what we want to try to convey through our little Land and Dragon books.
Yes.
Oh, man. No pressure there.
No, just let the angels ride it through you.
Yeah, for sure. So how are you doing?
Considering the day I had yesterday, I think I'm doing pretty well. I had like endless appointments. I have three today. And two of them are really fun, but we had a situation with the church last night that has the potential to tear the church apart if Grace is locking horns against the minister, and as the administrator, if that goes public, that can tear the church apart. that can really tear a church apart. And so the minister, Reverend Carrie, and I talked about it last night, and she's going to try to have a conversation with Grace today. But she was wildly insubordinate about something that she was told to do, and went all around and took a, was way out of her lane, and responsibilities that were other people's. And she, I don't know if she's not a team player. I don't think she just understands the concept. But she certainly doesn't understand the chain of command and the fact that she works for Reverend Carey, that yes, that's who gives her directions and she follows them. But you don't just decide that a directive you don't like it and go around them and then by the way, broadcast it to the board.
Whoa.
So that was not. We are affirming divine order. Reverend Carrie's gonna meditate and pray before she talks to her. But you know, thank goodness it's not me having to have that conversation.
Yeah. Wow.
But she apparently went around, she apparently told people that she just didn't think I was gonna be a good board president because I couldn't get anything done. And she really didn't think anything would survive if she wasn't on the board because nobody would get anything done. They're just too agreeable. Now, I'm not supposed to know that because Paulette shouldn't have told me, and I'm certainly not supposed to be telling you. I mean, you know, that's gossip, but that's the kind of thing that,
But that's hurtful.
yeah. And my thought was, she's undermining the board authority, you know, just from a organizational standpoint. She's undermining the board authority, and that is insubordination.
Yeah, and she's doing it on purpose. That's a conscious choice. It's not like she was just mad and said something to one person. If she's telling many different people, that's an orchestrated attack on. Oh. Okay, so then that goes back to why is she feeling so?
Fear-based.
Yeah, that's her fear that she's projecting to the board. And it like you said, it has the potential to destroy what you guys are holding together.
Yeah, because if she takes it to the whole congregation and they start taking sides, you know, that's a recipe for disaster.
Oh yeah. Okay. If I didn't know you, if I hadn't, if we hadn't interacted for so long, I wouldn't say this. But when I see Grace's profile picture on Facebook, I feel a very heavy negative energy.
And she is so walled off, you don't know who she really is.
And she was causing problems with the board. That's why she's not on the board.
She's not on the board because she took the job as administrator.
Okay. Oh,
And
that's
at
right.
the time she became administrator, she was board chair. So she was running things. But then when
And
Reverend
because there was
Carey,
no pr the, because there was no minister, she was
right.
running things.
So when Reverend Carey came on, and Grace needed to be paid, Grace, you know, Reverend Carey said, "You've got to get off the board. You can't be on the board." And so then it was all about you can't have this person on the board. They do nothing. I've got to be on the board because nothing's going to get done. And she doesn't understand why she can't be in the board. So she went to a couple of meetings and said she would be quiet, and she didn't. And it's, again, I shouldn't be going through this, but she literally seems to not have a concept of being a team player.
So what, so the, this is still part, this is part of your session in, in that this has upset you and helping you to come to terms with all of this. I guess the first thing is, infusing the whole thing with love energy. I mean,
Yeah.
even though this is hurtful, being able to infuse the situation, her behavior, and ultimately her with love of all the love of your heart, because you want that higher outcome. And then being able to stay in that energy because she's down here in the fear, and then with you up here in the love energy, you won't be able to engage with her. She can't touch you anymore. It's like she's hitting against a brick wall and she's not going to get to you. You're not being able to, so long as you're staying in that love energy, it doesn't matter what she says, it's not going to hurt anymore, no matter how hurtful
And
what she says is.
I've been pretty, like I said, my first thought wasn't when she said I wasn't going to be a good board chair, my thought wasn't, to take it in as an insult. It was like, this is wrong. This is, this is violating board confidentiality. And I'm willing to give her the benefit of the doubt that she literally does not she does not know this and she does not understand this. So I
But
don't think she's ever been in an organization other than she's worked for her husband.
she knows right from wrong. She knows the difference between causing trouble and working to for solutions. She knows the difference in
She doesn't seem to be able to listen to anybody else's point of view. She makes up her mind that this is it, and she's going to move hell and high water to get it, which directed properly is a wonderful thing. She was a driving force between the church, behind the church surviving. But I don't know her whole family background. I know she was married to an American Indian, American, a Native American. One of her daughters committed suicide. The other one doesn't seem to be able to function well in the world. The guy she's with now is really, really weird. He made her move out for years, and we don't know, we don't know what was going on. But and she's also a huge Trump fan.
Oh
Now
my God.
I don't
Sorry.
know if she still is, or if the light has begun to dawn, but she apparently really believed that at some point in the early Biden administration, there was going to be an uprising and Trump was going to be president. So, I mean, she's not grounded in reality in some things. So,
Well, that's living at a very intense level of fear,
there, yeah.
so all of it kind of makes sense. All the things that you've said, it kind of makes sense. So what's the best solution from here? So now, Reverend Carrie is going to be involved, and she's going to handle what she can handle, but she's not there. So, let's see.
But she's on our Zoom calls and she is directly emailing Grace. And unfortunately, this thing that Grace, the insubordination last night, went to the whole board. But
Okay, well, let me.
Carrie's been real clear about no, this is not just when I'm there, this is all the time.
Okay.
And she will fire her if necessary. She's
Okay.
done it before.
I'm going to make a note here. I'm going to go into AWeber and change the password so she can't go in there and send an email to everyone.
No, she's sending it from her personal email.
But we don't want her to go into AWeber and do that. She has the password. It's in the document that I sent
Yeah,
to
but
both of you.
she doesn't know how to send AWeber.
Okay, but all she'd have to do is go to the YouTube and it'll tell you exactly what to do and how to do it. If she wanted to, if
Yeah.
she wanted to,
I
I
don't think
think.
she realizes I that's not something I'm concerned about.
Okay, well, I am because I'm the one taking care of
Okay. Okay.
it. So I will tell you what the password is
Okay.
once I change it. And she also has access to the website as far as going in and doing anything to the website if she became malicious. So I can change that
Okay.
password. She may not have access to that, but I'll go look. I'll look.
Okay. me write this
We
down
just
in the church
want we want to
email.
protect the congregation
Yes.
and the website as best we can. So I'm glad that you brought this up. If somebody that has access to all the information, which as the the person, the position she has, she would have, she could go in and do things. She has, and she's got access to the bank account. For what it's worth, I mean, there's that thought. You don't think she'd take money from the church, do you?
No, and she's responsible for paying the bills, so she has to have, unless we remove her, we've got to do that.
Oh, before I forget, the yearly hosting payment will come out of the account the end of the month. And I don't remember
Okay.
how it's under $300. It's 200 and something, but I don't remember how much it is. If you need to know, I can find out.
And that's coming straight through. Is
The
that coming
check.
from you?
No, well, it's a recurring charge that will go and come to me for the
Okay.
hosting, the yearly hosting.
Okay. In December. Okay.
No, in November, the end of
Oh,
November. So in the
okay.
next week,
Okay.
that'll have I it might be on the 28th. I don't know why the 28th keeps popping in my head. 27th, 28th. Anyway, it's next week. It's the end of the month of November.
Okay. Okay, I need to let everybody know. And one of the things that Grace has been really upset is how much we're paying you. And so I said, well, I said to Reverend Kara, would you like me to, kind of go through your end of the month thing and explain to everybody what all the things you're doing. And she said, yeah, that'd be a great idea. So
Yeah, I
I
try to keep, meticulous records of
right,
what
you
I'm
do.
doing so that if you do need to tell everybody what we're doing, this is it,
Well, one of the other things that she's done that really isn't appropriate is there's a local minister that she wants to hire that it has been in trouble with Unity. And we were advised in the beginning not to hire him. Well, he has taken care of the issue that made him not hireable, but Grace is just furious that we didn't hire him right away. And it's like, no, that's not how Unity works. We've got to go through this process. And he told her that. But anyway, he does web hosting on the side, and he's the one that said he could make some changes to make your website much, much better. And Reverend Carey was like, she agreed with me, like, no, this is not what we need to do. But she told him how much we were paying you while you were doing all these things. And he
other
said,
thing.
oh, I can be much cheaper than that. But he wasn't go she I don't think she understood exactly, what all you were doing. And I made a point during the board meetings to explain, that you were tracking down all these loose ends. And
Okay. Well, want to do whatever you want me to do to help you
no,
guys.
I think for now, changing those passwords is wise. I'll let Carrie know.
Okay.
And if she says, change them back, then we can. But nobody had access to the old website except the webmaster.
Yeah, but see, I gave you guys information to so that you guys could if you
Right.
wanted to.
Right. And eventually we hope to have somebody. In fact, there's a tech guy. He's in IT. That has just started coming, and he is helping with the sound system stuff. And so, if he later on wants to volunteer to do that, that is a possibility. But we're not asking him to, because we don't want to drive him away, and we need him for, what he's doing with the sound system. But we're having growing pains.
The only thing, if you have a volunteer that's really good at it and wants to do it and has the time, that's awesome. What I've run into in the past of just clients wanting to do stuff, then they don't have time and then it's not done. And then Then they're not happy because it's not done, and they're reaching out to me on Saturday night, you know.
Yeah. I honestly haven't looked at your invoices, but what's it been, around $200 to $300 lately, or has it been that much?
It's been that much because we've done other things. You know,
Right.
we're still, I'm still going through some of the links to just to check and see if they've updated. Because there's still a few things, but for the most part, it's, you know, different things that we've done during the month.
Yeah.
Like, and of course the Thursday messages, you know, I've been doing those, and then we've made updates to those, you know, changing the first Sunday and the second Sunday stuff. I don't know off the top of my head, updating the website events page. You know, it's just little things that we do throughout the month, and then it just adds up too. Oh, and we created the congregation email list and set that all up, and you know, like I say, it's just been a smorgasbord really of stuff, but it's all listed in those
And it's
documents.
all important.
Yeah, otherwise you wouldn't ask me to do it. You know, so but I do, if you don't have all of the documents, let me know and I can send them to you, 'cause I don't remember when I started making the separate document, maybe June or well, I think it might have been when we started working on the internet stuff. I started listing out everything, not in the invoice, but as a second document that I sent. And yeah, that's pretty detailed. And I keep the links are in there that you guys can go check them too. So yeah, I try to be as transparent as possible with what I'm doing, you know, especially with somebody, you know, you guys have a board, you know, you're having to explain to people what it is that we're doing. And it's only fair, they need to know. So, and I'm happy to share, you know, if you're having a meeting and wanted me to share with them what we're doing, I can come on and do that and then get out. Yeah, especially if anybody has any questions. But unlike a volunteer, I have to charge for everything. But I'm still, you know, as far as an hourly rate, I think I'm probably pretty low compared to
Oh,
what
you are.
other people charge. And I haven't gone up in like, I don't know, 15
And I think
years.
that's something else that Grace resents, because she's at $20 an hour.
Oh. Well, but that has nothing to do with me, but I can see where that would be a problem.
And
Well,
I really don't think that other minister would be less if he were doing everything that you want him to do, that we want you to do. I really don't think he'd be less money.
yeah, and the thing is that what I'm doing isn't just website work. You know, it's virtual assistant work that I know how to do that you guys don't know how to do. So that's what he may not understand why it's so expensive. Well, we've not made any changes to the website, or, you know, significant changes. I mean, we update the affirmations and the events page, but it's everything else that's come into play too.
That's a good point, because I hadn't thought of it that way. You are doing VA work.
And it's technical VA work, you know, because it's using AWeber. It's you know, it was tracking down how to update the church's address. You know, it's just a lot of stuff. But yeah, I'm happy to come in and share whatever if you want me to do that.
I don't think it's needed, but thank you for the offer, and I will make it known.
Okay.
How many more sessions do we have? I know we've had
This is number 5 of 12. So we've got a bunch more
into the
because you
new
were
year.
sick and everything. You were gone and then you were sick
Yeah, and
and then the
into the
dogs were sick
new year,
and
so. Yeah, the dogs were.
Yeah.
They're doing great right at the moment, and I am so pleased.
Okay. So back to you. When you before you get out of bed in the morning, we had talked about kind of setting the tone for your day, going over in your mind the things that you were going to do and infusing all of those with love. Have you been able to create that as a practice every day?
I've done it several days. I don't know that it's become a habit practice yet, but I am working on visioning what I want my life to be.
Oh, good, good.
So,
And that's
yes.
fun to do that, right?
Yes. And because I'm in the middle of changing things out in the house for Christmas, it's a good time to do that. I'm
Okay.
really evaluating the things I'm taking out and like, yeah, this doesn't, I don't love this as much anymore. So I just dropped a notebook. Yeah, but I am also like getting moment by moment reminders of, you know, this clutter is really draining and really frustrating. So,
Okay.
but my schedule. I don't seem to be able to. Don't seem to be able to keep it as clear as I want it to. And
As far
I'm almost resenting things to do with the church. It's that bad, and that's like that's a red flag.
Did you go into your calendar and mark out
I
time for
did
you?
for December, yes. And I think I've only got one. Medical, I've got two medical appointments in December in the whole month, and I'm doing my best to hold it. And one of them is a cosmetic one. So, you know, that's fun.
Okay. So like next week, is next week loaded?
I've got lunch with a friend.
And is there anything that you can delegate?
There aren't any responsibilities. No, it's the only thing I have is my usual call with a friend on Tuesday, you on Wednesday, and lunch with a good friend on Tuesday. And then Thursday I'll be going to my cousin's brother's in Beaverton, which is like 45 minutes away. And then the weekend is open except for church. And I am not giving the talk, but I think I'm giving the talk. No, I'm not giving the talk till mid-December. And that's the only one I'm doing in December. So that's really good.
Oh,
The
that's great.
dogs have a dental appointment on the 10th, and they will be out of the house all day. So that's always a lovely thing. And Reverend Carrie's going to be here the 18th through the 23rd. And yeah, I've got very f I've got December marked off.
Good. So it sounds like Monday and Friday of next week you're open.
Yes.
Good. Good.
Yes. And next Wednesday, besides you, the dogs have a bath, so I have a couple of hours in the afternoon. So that's good.
Wow. So do you have to take them for their when they go to the groomers or do...
Yeah, it's like 5 minutes away.
Oh, okay.
Yeah, it's very convenient.
Wow, yeah, 5 minutes, that's close.
Yeah.
That's good.
I saw William. I saw Magic's bath picture.
Oh my God. It was pouring down rain when I had to take him out. So his hair was like flat and curled. And when I took him into the groomers, and then when I picked him up, he's just, but it was still raining, so I had to protect his head,
Yeah.
yeah. And this morning it was so foggy that I should have put his raincoat on him, because it was so wet, but I didn't. So I don't know what's gonna, he's probably gonna be kind of squirrely looking when he wakes up.
Costco had these really cool dog rain jackets with a with light insulation, their windbreaker things for $10 each.
Oh my
And
gosh.
Mary's is pink and William's is blue, and they are so, they actually have a fan club, some walkers that just adore them. And the walker said that they're getting really good. At first they were all jumpy and stuff, and now they're like sitting too petted.
That's too cool.
She is so good with him. I'm so blessed.
Oh, that's great. That's great. Because, God, it's, I don't have anybody to leave magic with. If I had to go, I don't know what I would do.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Oh, and then the week, let's see, Christmas is a Thursday. And then hopefully I will be going down to my cousin's on the 28th through the 30th. I gotta check with them. The walker is, she's good to dog sit. But we probably will need to reschedule the 25th. Well, I don't know, maybe not, because neither one of us has got anything going on for Christmas. We could just
Our own
drink
party.
coffee and have a visit or have eggnog or something.
Yeah. Oh, geez. Man. Well, we can talk about that the
Yeah,
week
we got a
before.
month off.
What we want to do.
We got a month.
Yeah. Okay. So, well, when on the days that you did do before you got out of bed, where you kind of looked at your day and you infused it with love and all that, did you notice any difference on how the day went?
They have been, it's been up and down, but I have, and it's like I'm more aware, I'm consciously more aware of when it's going well. And considering everything that I had going on yesterday, was I out of the house? I think I was. Yeah, I had, yeah, I had my hair. And then I had a call at 4 and then a call at 6:30. So it was a good day. Other than, I mean, the Grace thing was a, that blew up. She dropped the bomb right before the class, and then Reverend Carrie called me afterwards because I hadn't seen the emails. But I had a good sleep. I had 7 hours. I slept till 6, which doesn't happen often.
Wow, that's
So
great.
I've been sleeping a little better.
Good. Well, as best you can remember, before you get up in the mornings to look at your day, infuse it all with love, look at your blessings, and how much joy you feel and embody that feeling before you get out of bed. And maybe, look at that image of like the folder of the dog things that it's empty because you've got everything already submitted, or that it's all you've already been paid for it, going that far that you've already been paid for it, and you maybe you're purchasing what something that you wanted because you've already been paid for it, going that far to feel that elation and that joy, and then holding on to it, even though it's nowhere in sight, that's moving beyond the 3D world to hold that beautiful joy of experiencing what you want to experience. And when we can take those little things, at one thing at a time and kind of look at them and feel that, it's not so overwhelming as what do I want my life to be, but I want to feel this. I know I want to feel this. And then you can really grasp hold of that. And that holding that energy will help you tremendously where Grace is concerned and whatever she's doing. And being able to hold that beautiful energy, for others in the church as well. Because if she's spreading venom, people are going to start coming to you. And, being able to hold that beautiful space of love and light for the highest outcome, we'll do just that. It's just sad. The more that people can send love to her, see, this is the whole thing about, darkness cannot hide from the light. And she's got all this fear, and it's all coming right up in her face, and you get to be the lucky target.
Yeah.
And the people in the church are the target. Me, we're the targets because she doesn't know how to deal with her own pain and fear, which is heartbreaking. So the more, we can infuse her with love, it opens the way for her to possibly see a different way of being. Now, whether she takes it or not, I remember when I was doing that with my mom, and my angels were explaining to me, no matter how much love I infuse her with, which is always good for me, it's up to her as to whether she decides to behave in a different way. And she may decide not to. And
And
I would
apparently
have
she did decide not to.
to, yeah, and she did decide not to. So, and having to be okay with that, is what it is. We can't live other people's lives for
She's
them.
on her, she's on her path.
Yeah. And it's up to the, we can't, we have no control over other people, but we do have control over how we respond. And when we can continue to send love to that person when they've been awful, then it just helps to hold the space for them to make that choice with support. But, they may choose not to, and we have to be okay with that. And when we're at that elevated love vibration, it's easy. I don't like what's happening, but nothing I can do. So I'm going to hold my energy and not let this outside influence interfere with how I feel. And it'll all be fine.
One way or another, it will.
Yeah. Yeah, it's just it, it's a sad state of affairs, but darkness can't hide. So anything that she's got going on is going to be revealed, and it's going to be uncomfortable, not just for her, but for others too. But again, if you're at that higher vibration of love, it's not uncomfortable. You're just observing. So the more that you can hold that love energy, like before you get out of bed, and then if things start to go sideways during the day, stepping back, infusing that with love, because your awareness is greater. It's all taking to using your power. Boy, this would be great for a little Land and Dragon book,
Get that down. Volume three.
Let's elevate our energy right here. Gosh. Oh, did I haven't seen you. Somebody released a book called The Game of Life for Children by Florence Goel Shin.
It.
Oh,
I
did
haven't
I?
looked
I
at
sent
it
it to
yet, but
you? Okay.
it was free that day.
Okay, good.
Was that yesterday?
It was on the 18th, so it was a couple of days ago when it happened.
Think yesterday when we
I found,
talked, you I
okay,
think you
okay.
told me.
Oh, yeah, okay. On the 19th is when I found out, which was Wednesday. Okay, yeah. Yeah, that it was exciting, really, because it's all about just what Florence said, know how to's. So that was cool. Did you read it? Did you get a chance to read it? Because it's really
No, but
cool.
the picture on the cover was amazing. You said you really liked the drawings.
Yeah, the drawings were lovely. Jessie, not Jessie, she's mom. This cover, it's a little bit inappropriate.
Your cover or
No,
okay.
that book. And I had to really look at it till I figured it out. And I was like, oh, okay, well,
You
I
haven't
wouldn't
looked at it that
have. Yeah, take a look at it.
okay.
It kind of but you can take it two ways. It kind of looks like a sperm. And I was like, I can see that. And my brain, when I first saw it, I was like, what is that? But it's a fish. And then it's got the trail. It's a trail behind, of golden light, which is really kind of cool. But yeah, it's kind of like the almost like the remember when Little Mermaid came out, the very first poster and VCR cover had penises on it. in the spires of the castle.
It did?
Yeah. I bought Jessie the original when it first came out because she loved Little Mermaid. And then that came out and I went and pulled it out. I was like, oh yeah, there it is right there. I mean, it was very very blatant. It's right there, but I didn't see it until I was looking for it. And it wasn't a little spire either. It was a big one. It was because they had all these castle things. But yeah, if you look it up on, if you Google it, I'm sure you'll see it. And I'm sure they're valuable now because they were original, you know. And
So what did they do? Recall the rest of them and redo it,
they
or?
just rechanged, they changed them, they changed it. But I don't know if it was a disgruntled employee who, you know, snuck it by past, but yeah, it was like, wow, okay. I wanted to keep that, but I left it. I didn't even think about it when I left, but yeah. But anyway, be you know, thinking about that when you get up in the mornings about, you know, really infusing everything with love, and then when you start to feel things going sideways, to step back as that observer again and infuse all of that with love, especially as these things unfold with grace.
Yes.
Because the more you are at that elevated love of emotion and feelings, it's like this barrier. You know, she can't, her lower energy cannot engage with you. And no matter what she says, it won't hurt because you're just the observer at this other complete different vibration. Now you've got a call in like 5 minutes, right? Do you need to
Yes.
go?
I need about 2 minutes in between.
Okay, well, why don't we go ahead and wrap up and complete? But think about that, you know,
Yes.
make that a conscious choice. And the more you can make that a habit that you're doing it every day, yeah, it makes all the difference in the world. So, and if anything comes up, of course, you know, reach out. And
Okay.
if we need to disconnect cords or anything, we'll do that.
Okay. All right.
Yeah.
Do you see any that need it right now?
No, because all I see is light around you. I see a lot of light around you, and oh, I just heard Michael's like, she doesn't know who she's fucking with. When he said. Well, anyway, that's what I heard.
Other people who have that vision have told me that I have a bright light,
You do.
a shiny energy.
You do. And that in itself can, you know, deflect negativity because it can't get in.
Yeah. Oh, that is hysterical. She's fucking with it.
Yeah, well, it was very clear. Oh, now
Well,
I'm
thank
getting
you so
hot.
much. So much, Kate. So, what are we next week? We're going to do Wednesday at the regular time because we've already decided that. Okay.
Yeah, we're going to do not at this time, at the time of our normal
But regular
Lawrence
Wednesday
thing.
call.
Yeah. And I need to send out an email that we're not meeting as a group. But at this point, I think Mary's the only one, other one that would show up. And
Is she doing okay?
yeah, I need to reach out to her. As far as I know, she is. But I've been thinking about her, so I should probably reach out and make sure. Yeah. Okay, so reach out if you need anything,
I will.
okay? All right. Okay. Send you love. Okay.
Take care, Kate.
All right. You too, hon. Bye-bye.
Bye-bye.